Thursdays, noon to 1.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Brian McDonald, and that's all the time we have for Scald's Hall today. And next week, and coming up on Wednesday, hopefully on the Arts Report as well, we're going to begin our coverage of the Vancouver Fringe Festival with several interviews from several of the directors, which we are in the process of conducting. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. Actually, so is the Fringe Festival, now that I think about it. You actually should actually go and see the plays, in addition to listening to our coverage. Yeah, you really should. They're really good. Very affordable. Lots of them going on. About 100 or so plays happening in the Vancouver area over the next few weeks. Definitely check them out. There must be something out there for you. Well, anyway, that's all the time we have for Scald's Hall. John with Canada Post Rock will be coming up in a moment. So continue to enjoy your weekend from all of us here at CITR 101.9 FM.
Get your midweek roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
Know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so
I have a use for you. It's easy work and suits you.
inflated or anodized. You even fool a layman's eyes. Presentable though you might be, it's unwise to try to fight me. Stop it. You'll never be gold. Stop it.
Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. Starting off the evening tonight, you heard something from Shellac of the Terraform album that came out in 1994. You heard the track called Copper. Really short opening track, or I guess not an opening track. I think it's on number four on the album. Anyways, Shellac is going to be embarking on a tour with Mono, and they'll be doing a really, really cool Japan tour. Shellac and Mono aren't exactly the same sounding bands, but they would definitely make an amazing bill. Shellac usually picks out some pretty interesting openers. He has picked out bands like Shannon Wright and, I don't know, really interesting openers. Anyways, the reason the connection between Steve Albini and Mono is Mono has recorded a majority of their albums at Steve Albini's Electrical Audio in Chicago. So, we're going to go, like I said, the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be on air until 11 p.m. tonight. And playing a lot of good stuff, a lot of new music into the station this week. Later on, we have a few selections from our sister station in Calgary, CJSW. If we have time, I'm going to try to fit in something from Destroyer, maybe some Yola Tango. But first, you're going to hear something from the latest Mono releases. And there are a couple of twin albums that just came out in 2014 on Temporary Residence Records. The first of which is called Rays of Darkness. And from Mono, you can hear a track called Recoil Ignite. And this is a two-part, I guess it's like a double LP that they released separately. You can pick up both of them on Temporary Residence Records. So I'm going to stop rambling here right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Mono. Thank you.
They're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was the stellar opening track from the Mono album called Rays of Darkness. That was a track called Recoil Ignite. And that's one album of a two-album companion that was released on Temporary Residence Records. The other, which was called The Last Dawn. And Rays of Darkness tends to be a little bit more of a heavier, louder album. And that's, I do believe, it's their first album with without the use of orchestral instruments. So it's a little bit more sounding like the kind of Godspeed type of post-rock. And this album actually features vocals. It features a guy named Tetsu Fukugawa. And he is the singer of a group called Envy, a kind of screamo post-rock band on Temporary Residence Records. And the reason I was playing Mono is they're about to embark on a tour in Japan with Shellac, whom you heard at the top of the set. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. Show is Canada Post-Rock. We'll be on air until 11 p.m. tonight. And hope everyone's doing pretty good on this end of summer. And if you're a student at the University of British Columbia and you're looking for ways to enhance your degree, you can always get involved at the radio station here. Just drop in the Students Union building, and or you can check online, check our website, citr.ca, and you can find out the different ways you can get involved and stuff like that. Once again, it's citr.ca. So we'll keep going with some more music, and we'll hear something from a couple albums that came into the station from our sister station in Alberta, and that's CGSW at the University of Calgary. They sent us a couple of really cool experimental albums from a label called Shaking Box Music. And it, the artist, it's just a bunch of acronyms. It's DF, W, KBD, and JG. And it's apparently made up of members of a group called Bitter Fictions. You may know them from some of the Calgary shows that they played. Anyways, they have this really cool ambient album called A Chance Happening. And you can hear a track called Top 10, which is, I do believe, an excerpt of a track that you can hear. It's a longer form piece, around 20 minutes. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from a group out of Calgary called DFWKBD from CGSW. Actually, no, I had the wrong track queued up. I decided to play a different set from an album that we got from Calgary. This is a artist named Veliska, and you can hear a track off that called Glide. And this is off an album called Repetitions. You can check them out at veliska.com, which is V-A-L-I-S-K-A.com. And it's a, I do believe this is kind of an ambient album. Really cool, really nice way to start off the show. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Veliska. Thank you.
Three women, dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman, lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And that was a couple of ambient artists out of Calgary, a couple albums that were sent to us from CJSW. The most recent you heard was an artist named, they're just a bunch of acronyms, DF, WKBD, and JG. And you heard a track called Top 10, which is an excerpt of a longer form piece on this release called A Chance Happening. Check out more music from this label at shakingboxmusic.bandcamp.com. And prior to that was something from Velisca, and you heard a track off an album called Repetitions, and you heard a track called Glide, and that was based out of Calgary. And let me see what we had before that. Yeah, I guess that was just those two tracks. We're going to hear another album that came into the station from CJSW, but it's not so ambient. It's a little bit more kind of a wavy sound. It's an artist named Ashley Soft, and she has an album out called Leave. You can hear a track called A Modern, What It Takes. And then after that, you're going to hear something from Jenny Haval, who is playing probably right now as we speak here in Vancouver. And tune in to CITR. I think there should be a podcast interview of her that Andy Resto did. So I think you can check it out on our website, citr.ca. Anyways, Jenny Haval, she's a new album, Into the Station, called Apocalypse Girl. And you can hear a track off that called Take Care of Yourself. And she's got a new album out on Sacred Bones Records. After Jenny Haval, you're going to hear something from a reissue album from Light in the Attic Records. They recently did the Native North America compilation, and they're reissuing a really interesting no-wave artist from, I think, the 70s. Her name is Lizzie Mercier Desclue, and she has an album called, it's a release called Press Color, which is, I think, a compilation, a collection of two albums that she put out a long time ago. You're going to hear a track called Corso from Lizzie Mercier Desclue. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, right out of Calgary, this is something from Ashley Soft.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Getting paid, getting late, getting married, getting pregnant, fighting for visibility in your market, realizing your potential, being healthy, being clean, not making a fool. Mothering myself, am I taking care of myself now? I imagine you're doing the same, holding on to your soft dick. It lies in the hand where it dares stay soft. It lies in the hand where it dares stay soft. Could I be that for you? Could I be that for you? That cupping hand on your soul. Can I give you that, that which sometimes expects nothing? Accepting restlessness, accepting no direction, accepting this fearful wanting that isn't desire.
Beppy Chris Band presents difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up / collage, and a general Chris Band weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was a reissue from Light in the Attic Records. That was Lizzie Mercier Desclou, and it's off an album called Press Color. And she's a kind of a no wave artist from the 70s, and they reissued a couple of her albums on the Light in the Attic Records. Before that was Jenny Haval with a track called Take Care of Yourself off the Apocalypse Girl. She's a Norwegian singer on Sacred Bones Records, and she's playing tonight here in Vancouver, probably as we speak. And prior to that was Ashley Soft out of Calgary with a track called A Modern What It Takes, and you heard the track called Leave. So I'm going to play another track, a new album into the station that's probably quite popular. It's the new Frog Eyes album, and you can hear a track off of that. And then we'll see what we get to after that. I'm going to try to fit in as much as we can in the next little bit. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Frog Eyes.
Who shall arise and shine and be the one I hail? And how shall I seek in the mist the one who passes through back doors? And way out in the fields, out of town, will I bump into a true door? Will he sing to the fledgling stocks or corn the row under the downpours? And who cares? I got to be the one who passes through a darkened door. And way out in the fields, out of town, I bump into a troubadour. In a hut, pull the nails to the stone, and I howl like I can't take anymore. When your heart is in Rome, when your scent is a thing that roams, when you're tapping on a tapped-out phone, Grecians in a keys back row, don't follow all the men who drown. When you're old and you're cold and abandoned, you shall feign the feeling of abandoned, and you're really just stuck in the fandom of a period of time. Oh, who takes the pulse of my folding? Oh, who hears the passes I fold myself into your songs? You were old and cold and abandoned. You shall feign the feeling of abandoned, and you're really just stuck in the phantom of a period of time. A period of time. A period of time. A period of time. A period of time.
Good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm going to leave you this evening with a track I've been wanting to play for a while, and it's something from the 1977 Suicide album. You're going to hear a track called Frankie Teardrop. I'll be back next week with some more great music, so keep it locked on CITR. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Suicide.
Frankie Teardrop, 20-year-old Frankie. He's married, he's got a kid, and he's working in a factory. He's working from 7 to 5. He's just trying to survive. Well, let's hear it for Frankie. Frankie, Frankie. Frankie can't make it. Cause things are just too hard. Frankie can't make enough money. Frankie can't buy enough food. Frankie's getting evicted. Volunteer for Frankie. Oh, Frankie, Frankie. Oh, Frankie, Frankie. So desperate, he's gonna kill his wife and kid. Frankie's gonna kill his kid. Up a gun. Pointed at the 6-month-old kid in the crib. Oh, Frankie. Frankie, look at his wife. Shut up. Oh, what have I done? A tear for Frankie. Frankie with a gun to his head. I know. Frankie's dead.